Today's devotional, one of my favorites, the resurrection of Lazarus. John chapter 11, verses 38 to 44. Jesus was still angry as he arrived at the tomb, a cave with a stone rolled across its entrance. "Roll the stone aside," Jesus told him. But Martha, the dead man's sister, protested. "Lord, he has been dead for 4 days. The smell will be terrible." Jesus responded, "Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe?" So they rolled the stone aside. Then Jesus looked up to heaven and said, "Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me, but I said it out loud for the sake of all these people standing here, so that they will believe you sent me." Then Jesus shouted, "Lazarus, come out." And the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound in grave clothes, his face wrapped in a head cloth. Jesus told them, "Unwrap him and let him go." The resurrection of Lazarus is one of the most dramatic and powerful miracles of Jesus' ministry. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days, and his family and friends were in deep mourning. When Jesus arrives, Martha expresses her faith, saying, "Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died." Yet even in her grief, she believes that God will give Jesus whatever he asks. This sets the stage for a profound revelation of Jesus as the resurrection and the life. Now, she said she believed, but of course, when you're confronted by the moment, things might change in that moment. In this story, we see Jesus deeply moved by the sorrow around him. He weeps with those who weep, showing his compassion and empathy for human suffering. Yet his tears are not a sign of defeat, but a prelude to a miracle that will reveal his divine authority over death. He commands a stone to be rolled away, despite Martha's concern about the reality of decay and death. Jesus responds, "Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe?" He calls us to trust in his power, even when our circumstances seem hopeless. When Jesus calls Lazarus out of the tomb, he does so with authority, shouting, "Lazarus, come out!" At his command, Lazarus emerges, still wrapped in grave clothes, a living testimony to the life-giving power of Jesus. This miracle not only demonstrates Jesus' power over physical death, but also symbolizes the spiritual resurrection available to all who believe in him. He is the one who can call us out of our graves, situations, issues, whether they're graves of sin, despair, or hopelessness, and bring us into a new life. This account is a powerful reminder that no situation is too far gone for Jesus, even when it seems like all hope is lost. When the stone has been rolled in place and the tomb is sealed, Jesus can bring life from death. He invites us to believe in him, to trust in his timing, and to witness his glory in our lives. His words to Martha are words to us today. "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying." That is so powerful. Heavenly Father, thank you for the powerful example of your Son, Jesus, who brings life from death and hope from despair. Help us to trust in your power and to believe in your promises, even when our circumstances seem impossible. Remind us that nothing is beyond your reach and that in you we find the resurrection and the life. Teach us to live in the fullness of your resurrection power each day, stepping out of our graves of doubt and fear. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. The resurrection of Lazarus is a reminder that Jesus has the final word over every situation. Whether you're facing a seemingly impossible challenge or a season of waiting, to remember that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Trust in his timing, believe in his promises, and be ready to see his glory revealed in ways beyond what you can imagine. Let his call to Lazarus echo in your heart. As a matter of fact, put your name there and hear him say, "Your name, come out." Step into the new life he has for you, unbound and set free by his amazing grace. There's so much to this story. There's so much that has to do with our involvement in the freeing of others. But I'll leave it at this. Understand that He is truly Lord over all. Be blessed and be encouraged.